Hey y'all, how y'all doing? Girls Collective, this is Stephanie Trail, your moderator. Yet another hiatus, but I can explain you guys. A revamp. You know, sometimes you gotta come back fresh, sometimes you gotta pivot, and that's what the show has called for. So, in a delay, in not hearing us on Thursdays, the last few weeks, last month or so, it has been just planning out what the show was going to look like ahead, changing our image, changing our sound, and moving in, preparing a better show for you. So I ask in all sincerity that if you have been rocking with us, if you started out with us, know that our best is to come. This is Stephanie Terbear. Terbear and I will be the staples of the show. I, Terbear. We're cousins. We're family. Family first. It's all love. We will bring in guests. I won't say you won't hear the girls again and hear that mesh up. We just don't, you know. Life. And guests, we are back tonight, Terbear and I, with our cousin, Lola Bella. A younger cousin of ours is joining us. So tune in. Our topic is mothering. That looks different for different ages, different groups, different mothers. And we want to know what you got to say about Ari. Connect with us.
Yana.
Yana, can you hear us?
Hello.
Thank you for joining.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, cousin.
Afternoon.
Early evening. Hope your Mother's Day was flying fab and all things loved and appreciated. So the floor is yours, girlfriend. Talk to us on, I don't know, what's your vibe? What you want to talk about? What do you feel like we need to discuss? Let's put it out there.
Well, I just woke up. Did everybody get some sleep today?
Well, it was
Mother's Day,
so you were supposed to get some rest.
Listen, I literally just opened my eyes, sleep, take you a little nap, honey, grab your phone, catch up on the missed calls and texts. And I said, this lady, and I sent this link, and I'm over here asleep. But this so happened, I woke up just in time, huh? 10 minutes behind, but I'm up.
No, you're here, and that's what matters. And absolutely, listen, cousin, I swear by a nap, 45 minutes. That's on the schedule. Sometime during the day, I have to get me a nap. It's the best thing, a refresher. Sometimes it ain't that 45, but I understand. So I'm happy you took the time today because we don't often.
Yes, I'm a napper. I'm a napper at home, napper on vacation, napper. I'm a napper. Napper while I'm drinking, napping.
I can't do it. I can't take naps.
Yes, you can.
I promise you, I can. I need sleep. Like if I ain't no nap.
Oh, so when you go down,
I'm down.
Oh no, I'm up. I'm taking a nap. It's time to do something else, honey.
I used to nap, but baby, and now if I go to sleep, I done missed the whole day. That's it.
Look, of a certain age, I get it. Cause that, you know, you hear me sometimes. Oh, T, I'm gonna put Taylor down. I'll be ready and shit. It's real over. That nap turned into sleep, so I understand.
See, them kids where you at though.
Okay. Well, do we want to talk about the kids? What do you want to?
They do. Let the conversation flow. It's going in whatever direction it's going in.
I love it.
Is it the kids now?
Is that what causing you to need naps, cousin? Because is it the kids? Are you gonna blame it on the kids or
they part of the reason? See, I got all age groups. I got 15, 10, and 4. So I mean, at this point, I ain't nothing but a little 18 in an Uber. So yes, they do wear me out.
You say 15? She, that, y'all, how old
15,
are you?
15, 10, and 4. I'm 30.
Oh, man. You know, in my eyes, you still like 22, 23.
Absolutely.
Ooh, sounds nice.
Here you say 30. I just blew my head off. I'm not lying.
Right. Whoa. 15 and 4.
Time waits for none of us. I tell you. Put it in perspective.
You need an out.
15, 10, and 4. That means you got, you all over the place, friend. Mm-hmm. You at football practice, soccer practice. You all over the place. You in high school, you in elementary school, and you in daycare. Oh my God, cousin.
Yes.
Really going on.
Yes, they snatch you back and forth all kind of ways. When you have three, the oldest one, the other two aggravating, the middle one feel like he ain't getting enough love, and the last one want all the love. So
that part. So thank you for sharing the picture today. It just made my day. It really did. I love that. A mom on a throne, because rightfully so.
It was beautiful.
Yes, Yana, I love it. I love it. Really dope.
So what else is on your mind, Yana? Any hot topics? Anything?
How y'all feel about this? What's going on social media with Ari Fletcher and them saying her son, she having her son at the club? Which it was in the club. Are we familiar with this? What's going on?
Hold on. I could find it. Ari Fletcher?
Yeah, pull it up on your other device.
Okay, so Ari is... Money back, yo, still an item, or are they?
Yes. Okay.
The son is with the Chi Herb guy, right? His names right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was.
I haven't seen it, but for you to bring it up, I guess. I mean, he's a little boy, so. In a nightclub with his mom.
He wasn't at a club. She did have some type of social event, but it wasn't at a club. It was at like an event center or something like that.
And her son was there.
She was on live, and she was, twerking, and he was in the back of her playing with balloons or something, like doing something a kid does. But I guess the environment, it looked like he was in, some people didn't agree with it. Now they made a whole petition voting saying that he should be with his dad. Dad should have custody. You hear, bro?
No, come on now. I would say that a child very well should be with their parent, and you don't know what's surrounded, like, I think we don't know the relationship of her and her son, no matter his age, right? I think it brings to mind for me, like, we had a conversation previously about, like, are these the younger kids, they're ready. So we're looking at these kids and saying, oh, they're 5, they're 6, or they're 4. Yeah. They're little kids, and you can't put an age on, to me, maturity. Right. For example, I was just in the car and I'm like, Taylor, are you hungry? And she's like, I absolutely am hungry, mommy. My mouth is watering. And I'm like, who even says that? I said, your language, I'm gonna have you write a book. You write me a whole story tomorrow. Cause how do you even know to say that? I think that it's hard to say it's inappropriate in an environment when one of the safest places to me a child could be is with their parent, right? It's like, if I see you, I probably, is not his first time seeing his mother dance. Is it because she was dancing provocative? But what if he was away with somebody else and they was flundling him or something? You know what I mean? Like, to me, if he was there with her and it ain't like he was, was down and trying to look and up his mommy's ass or something, like, what do you mean take him away and he should be with his dad? What? I'm his mother. I think it's honorable that my baby, I'm sure, knows a lifestyle that I live, and it's very easy for them to be out and the kid not be there. So for me, we don't know the context around how mature her child is, what kind of relationship that they have, no matter his age. And I honor the fact that even in me being here at this event, he's not off, you know, with a nanny or with somebody else. He's here with me, which is, to me, is one of the safest places.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, I was looking at the video. I just did all my research right then while Trail was giving her. And mm-hmm. I'm looking at the video. And as a father.
As a father.
As a father, I'm going to have to give a little pushback. I don't think he should have been there. Not even though, honestly, he's really, I'm looking at it right now as I'm giving my opinion.
Isn't he like playing with the balloon or something?
Yeah, he's not paying her. Yeah, he's not paying her any attention. But if we're trying to set up, he's actually just being a kid. So my opinion is changing as I'm sitting here trying to form it. It's just when the video first came on, and the only thing I see is her ass
mm-hmm.
and in the background. So it wasn't a good look, I'll put it like that. But it don't look like he's in any type of danger or if he's in any type of, you know what I'm saying? He's not in a, he's like Yana said, it's not a club environment. It looked like to me that there could in fact be other kids there. It looked, you know what I'm saying? That's what it looked like to me. But I could, social media got to stay out of rich people business. First
they
of all.
Really do.
That really part. Do. And like, then, why the go-to be, like, you know, the removal petition. Who the fuck are you?
Right.
Like, are you? This is my child. I can do what I so choose and please to do with mine. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. And I'm not saying, like, you know, abusive. I'm saying appropriately so, within the means of so. You know, it's like you said, it sounds like, I didn't see the video, God. That's my disclaimer. I didn't even look at it. But I'm just thinking, you know, there's certain things hands off. No, I wouldn't take my child too. But it sounds like. Go ahead.
Let me say this real quick, cousin. I will say this. Let me say this really quick. It's because she's a mother. If it was a man who had his three-year-old son in a mm-hmm. in a actual club situation, I don't think that they would. Social media would have reacted like that. They're doing it because she's a mother and she's in the vid. She's the one in the video. But like you said, the child doesn't look like he's in any danger. It doesn't. It's not like it's strangers. It's not like he's seeing actual strippers. This baby is literally preoccupied with a balloon. Like he's preoccupied with a balloon. So I don't. Social media got to stay out of rich people business. Like that's a different tax bracket, baby. That's
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I could have easily had him a nanny or him somewhere with somebody, you know, whatever. No, he here with me because I want him here with me and I can have him here with me. Point blank in the period. What do? We dance. That's normal part of life. You know, so what if he got out there and he started, you know, I don't know, doing some gesture in dance that people felt was inappropriate. But that's something that him and his mom do. You know what I'm saying? We, like you said, like, stay out of the business. You don't know the context of that relationship. And I think it's beautiful that as a mother, because too many will. What don't we know? Lay theirs off. They ain't around. Got kids and you don't know them. You don't see them. Never with the goddamn mama. Ever. I ain't never with them. Don't, and they don't know. I can't give you a report of what they was doing, where they was at. You hear me? Like, I'm serious. I've had people share with me that, like, they leave, for them leaving, they on the go. So, where are your kids? Oh, they with my sister. Your sister doing what? But somebody done fondled them. Somebody done touched them inappropriately. You can't even, she left her bag. Left her bag? You the mama. You ain't packed? You ain't checked for them? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not, you know, I think, like you said, no, ain't no harm's way. He just there being a kid. Yeah, you know, I can only imagine the stuff that this baby may see and get to experience and all of this. But, hey, if I'm his parent, she's his mom, she get to decide. And what can we say about it, really? We shouldn't have anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just my two cents, you know, that's all. my spiel. That's, I think that's our problem. You know, too many. And then it be the ones that really ain't doing right by theirs. They got a whole lot to goddamn say anyway, most of the time. Right? Ones ain't got no kids, ain't got the responsibility or none of that, you know? Or wouldn't even, you know, be doing what she's doing. Quick to sign a petition. Petition to what? And then what? How, do they know anything about him? And what he doing? No, just, oh, she shouldn't be doing. No. He's here with me. I'm his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's to be respected. Shout out to the mothers. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. Yes, happy Mother's Day. I don't know if we came in and said, but yeah, I hope y'all felt appreciated and loved. And I talked to one of my girlfriends, her mom passed away.
Oh. Wait, before you go deep, I'm looking at tweets about the R.F. Fletcher thing. And bitch, why is they happy Mother's Day to all the mothers except for R.F. Fletcher?
No. See how we do. See how we do. And that lady be with her baby. She's mommy, right? Come on now. See, that ain't right. And see, shit like that can have that. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I want the money. I don't want the fame, baby. I want these motherfuckers in my baby. Give me the money. They can keep the fame. Because I'm sure they be wanting to fuck some folks up. Majorly. Ooh.
Cancer culture is out of control.
It's out of control. The trolling and shit. Come on. I wouldn't have that kind of time. Mm-mm. Give me my coins and move on. And they really think they can just because, you know, they live a certain lifestyle. No. Stay in your lane. This ain't got nothing to do with you. That's bad. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers except. Look at the same motherfucker at the club leaving and somebody, yeah, got a whole problem. I think we lost Yana. I hope she pops back.
Yeah. But yeah, I see where the perception of it
is like, oh man, really?
Yeah, I can see what a perception of it is like. Damn, man, like, you know, and you know, all our, you know, forward thinkers, that go, Yana, all forward thinkers and everything. I can see what a perception of the video may have caused some alarm, but that's like, that's not her. Like, that's, we gotta understand that rich people parent different from us.
Yes.
Like, their kids are never going to have to fill out a W-2 form or try and figure out success and none of that because they're heirs to success.
Exactly. So
we have to let them do what they do.
The way that they do it, you know?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying, the dynamic of, you don't, you know, you have, we don't know. And sometimes it's, you know, that thinking of, I'm thinking of it in my way.
Right.
My way. And I think sometimes a lot of that, something like this calls for the bigger picture. And to me, the bigger picture is she's a mom that, yeah, he's here with me. You know, now it was it, you know, a Candy or somebody else. And like you said, like I can totally see it. I'm sure appropriately so in another time, in another fashion. Maybe he is not with her or, you know, there and not on the scene then. You just never know how many things that he's been present at anyway. And maybe y'all didn't even know it. Then what? Would it be, you know, I just think the petition or anything like that, that's excessive. That don't warrant take this lady's son away from her because she was somewhere dancing.
I'm trying to figure out how is a petition gonna take this lady's child from her anyway. They don't even make no sense.
You know, baby, they want to call, baby. People want to report. No,
honestly, what is it called? Change.org. If they get a certain amount of signatures, they're required to look into the situation.
Yeah, they'll send somebody, baby, to pop on it to say, you know, deem her unfit and let somebody investigate it, you know, that kind of shit. It can be done, but I'm sure, hey, somebody would maybe shoot it down, you would hope.
Yeah, honey, that'd be shot down.
That lady there, baby, that lady rich.
It's hell. We'll see. And see that too, you know, Yana, I think.
What that?
What do you know, like on that past judgment of, you know, because to me, like Ari is like your age, right? And it brings to mind for me, you know, that I think the younger moms get a lot of stigma, like a lot of shit from folks on your parenting. You know, like we and when Terrence say it was a different time for us. You know, like we really had Big Mama and all of that kind of stuff. And not to say you all don't, but I think there are different influences that we didn't have when we were growing up like that. You know, like we got a whole different age gap. So for you being a young mom, like we came on and you said, I have a 15-year-old, a 10 and a 4-year-old. What does that look like for you? Like what is a challenge? You know, what help our audience kind of understand as a young mother, and I got kids in this age bracket or this age range, what are some things that I have to balance? Like I have to find a sweet spot in my parenting.
A sweet spot? Honey, these kids don't need no sweet spot. But listen, this is a whole new generation. This is a whole new breed. I really feel like there's no manual still, even in this generation. You still learning. You learn with them, you grow up with them. You know what I'm saying? Nobody perfect. And if you worried about doing something wrong, then you know they always say you are a good mother just for thinking that. So I don't think it's no right or wrong way to do it. I mean, everybody gonna agree or disagree on something that you do. Already have an event, she want to bring a child shaking the ass, and he happened to be in the background on her live. Like, you know, that's just unfortunate people that have, you know, unfortunate opinions. So I don't really have, you know, I'm not perfect. And I can't really say. I would just say there is no wrong way. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always make mistakes. You're going to always feel bad for, you know, disciplining your child a certain way, giving them tough love. But I don't really feel like it's no right or wrong way. As long as there is no abuse, no neglect, it ain't no wrong way. It's really not.
It's your way.
Yeah, right. It is your way.
And what it works with, yeah.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I love that you said there's no manual. So not even, and I think my reference to the sweet spot was maybe like, what's your suggestion? Okay, for my teenager, this is, I don't know, something that she's faced or something that we've had to deal with. You got to think, you know, cuz had a woman of a certain age. I got a 6-year-old. Like, all my friends, they kids just graduated high school and shit. Like, you know, I'm momming late. Went traded for the world. I love it. It's the biggest joy, right? I love being a contractor of this little being that teaches me something daily about myself. I'm excited. Like, what is something, like, even for me to say, because like you said, I have them a different age. What is something as a teenager that
now,
you say,
I would
okay,
say as if you don't have a teenager?
Yes.
You definitely want to always, especially with girls, you definitely want to always keep that open door policy with them and let them know, you know, they can always come to you and talk to you about anything, you know. Some parents call it, you know, being the child's, you know, showing them that friend side of you. I wouldn't necessarily say you have to be a child's friend. I would definitely just say that you definitely need to keep that open door policy, you know what I'm saying, make them feel comfortable talking to you. Because, you know, I just would never want my child to be feel like she can't come talk to me. Absolutely. Or I wouldn't want to be one of those kids that thinks you got to keep everything. Like, you know, when you get a teenager, you get real private, honey.
Right.
You get real private. And I always think that you should go back to when you were a teenager. And you always want to try to relate to them. Because think about when you were a teenager, you never felt like your parents could relate to you.
Mm-hmm. They don't know.
You know, even though they was a teenager, but they came up in different times, things changed. I just think that you always want to let them know that you, I've been a teenager, I've been your age, you know what I'm saying? I've done the same thing. You can talk to me if you had anything to ask me, anybody did something inappropriate, you said something you didn't like, you can come to me, I will handle that shit. So I would definitely just want you should let your teenager know that. Yeah, I'm your mama. I take care of responsibilities, but I'm with the shits too.
I got a responsibility to protect you, right?
Right.
Right. You know?
I love it.
That's a big thing for me with my teenager. Let her know she can come talk to me about anything. I have an open door policy. It's nothing you can't say. How you feel with if it's about, you know, somebody messing with you, your sexuality, your anything. You want your child to know that you can talk to me about anything. I'm never going to judge you. I'm always going to protect you. I might not agree with everything that you say have going on, but I'm here for you. And that's what a child wants to know.
It sounds like another conversation we had about that voice, right? You know, us like, you know, stay in a child's place. We used to get that. So I love to hear you say, you know, I'm here. It's open. I want this communication because I can only, can you only imagine how stressful, how jacked up that feels to a kid that if they do feel like I can't talk to my parent, because don't we know, you know, you seek that out in other people and it's a cold world, right? Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to hog the floor there. What would you add and just...
Well, being a teenager, you also want, after you let them know, I'm here for you and you can come talk to me, you need to let them know, okay, well, my loyalty to you, but you got to reciprocate that too, honey. You a child, but learn to reciprocate me. You got to get that back. So I mean, when I call your ass, answer the phone. We in this house, I call you, get your ass here. Do your chores. All that stuff, like reciprocate it.
Right. Right. Well, I just wanted to first tell Yana, you're doing a great job.
What?
You're doing a great job, baby. It's on Mother's
Day. Power words in love, baby. Loyalty. Honor. Ooh, thank you.
You're doing a great job because I see your kids and I be have to tell them, I see them on the Ave or so. Well, hey, I'm your cousin. You know, I see knowledge all the time. But you're doing a great job. But I feel like everybody need to do what works for them. Like Yana say, she got an open door policy. You know what I'm saying? That works for her. I feel like a lot of times people get stuck in that old way of parenting where they don't want to hear certain things. And that's not going to work today. I feel like, like Yana say, if I'm doing my job, if I'm doing my job correctly, then you should reciprocate and you should be being a good child. So if I'm gonna protect you, I'm gonna provide for you, I'm gonna, you know, make sure I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do as a parent, then you know, I expect you to do what you're supposed to do as a kid. Like, and even as a teenager, I'm raising a 4-year-old. Well, five. She'll be 6 in 2 weeks. But I'm right now teaching her how to actually, you know, talk to me about everything. Because like you said, back to the Ari situation, a lot of times people leave their kids with nannies and all of that stuff, and then they get in touch or they get abused and all that stuff. And because to bring it back to what Yana was saying, because you don't have that open door of communication, they're scared to tell you, or they're scared to, you know what I'm saying, voice what's happening to them. And I think you should start that open door of communication before they even I talked to Madison about real stuff, like real life. Like, this, this is what a man, I take her on dates. This is what you need to expect from a man. You know what I'm saying? And people be like, you making her bougie, or you making her, you giving her a false sense of reality. No, I'm life not. Experience. Because they're smarter than we were. So I'm giving her, like, she now know, she go to a door and she tell, she make her brother, she tell her brother something. She go to a door, a car door, she, and he'll be like, get in the car. She'd be like, open my door. You know what I'm saying? I think you're right, Yana. We do gotta have an open door communication with our teenagers, but we need to start that when they 6, 7, 8 years old.
No. I agree, but because even with my 4-year old, it can start before that.
Right.
It can start before that because I've never been a goo goo gaga type of mom. I always been, oh, you hungry? Okay. That's why you're crying. All right. I got you. Hold up now. You ain't gotta cry. Let's talk about it. Use your words. Let's be in tune with your feelings. Let's be in tune with your sisters. It's think, yeah, it's dirty enough. It is, ain't it? You know, you gotta be. I'm very in tune with my kids, and I talk to them, even from the down to the 4-year old. I make sure he's in tune with his feelings. He's in tune with, you know, his senses. Like, he know when something's not clean. He know when he's not comfortable. Tell me when you cold. Tell me when you hot. Tell me when you feel like somebody, you like your, the energy is off. I teach my kids about all that stuff, even at that age.
And I think they should learn first from us, right? They should learn first from us.
Right, because I always want my kids to know how to express themselves. And kids have a hard time doing that. So you really have to talk to them, as I was saying earlier. Like, you got to really talk to them and let them know it's even at 4 years old, like Terrence was saying, like, You should always have an open door policy for your kids, no matter what age. Because my little 4-year-old expresses himself very well. Very well. And he knows how to tell you what he wants very well. And I love that about him. Like, he talks to you. That whiny stuff. No, talk to me, honey. That's what you have words for. Use them. And if any word it's new. I feel like it's new to him. He'll understand. Okay, you being impatient. You want me to tell you what impatient means? Because you got to have patience. This is what patience means. So even with those little things that we go through in life, him being impatient, every word I say that I feel like is new to him, I explain to him. I tell him what the meaning is. You know, and I reiterate it. He reiterates it back to me. I said, you're being impatient. Remember what I told you what impatient means? Yes. Okay, let's get some patience. Hold on. For to get Batman real quick in a minute. 1 sec.
I love it.
And get Spider-Man and get your bacon and get your juice and all this. Hold on, sir.
It's a lot of woman's play.
I love that you said you ain't no
goo goo
gaga type of mom.
Exactly. All that. Cut that baby talk shit out. Don't do that. Stop doing that if you doing that. That is not good language. Because they'll do that shit. You know, they thinking that's what they supposed to do. What is that?
You know, my cousin used to always tell me, you was a crybaby when you was growing up. You cried so much. Grandma used to always say, turn the TV back on, Barney. So I used to always say, you know what? When I had kids, honey, damn, not having crybabies.
You would not be saying that shit to my babies, honey.
I mean, from my first child, I never, you know how you have your first baby, you just hold him all the time. I never did that, honey. Get this bottle, little titty, and go and lay down. Okay? Not if you be crying in my ear.
Love it. As a young mother, I love it. You know, like you said, man, you were a teenager when you had Jemai. So that's so dope to me that, you know, right. The stigma says young mothers aren't parenting properly. You know, your stigma says, you know, young mothers are club goers. They pulling Aries out here. They taking, you know, all this bullshit. And it's a lot of you. I love to hear you saying, no, I'm doing it right. You better watch, take notes. That's so dope to me. I love it.
Yeah, let me ask you one more question because we about to wind it down here in a minute. But it's funny because you were a teen mom, right? But Auntie Durant had you later in life.
So,
30 and 31, she had kids.
Right.
The age I am now.
You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, well, not really. Some of us, some of our, whatever. But my question is, you're an anomaly because you had Pretty Girl, you had Nelly, and you had that brand, and you had a whole slew of aunties and uncles, and you had older cousins, like, you know what I'm saying? So do you think that it was easier with you and Jemiya being that y'all figured it out together? You know, do you think, not easier, because I know being a teen mom ain't easy at all, but do you think that you took that that no-nonsense, like that Google Gaga, like, I'm not doing that? Do you think you did that because you were a young mother or because you, like, because grandmother ain't really, they ain't really do that either. Like, change the pamper and get a baby what they want, and then, like, it's not really, you know what I'm saying? You understand my question? Do you think you took the approach you took because you started, you know, because you was a young mom, or do you think it was because you was raised by an older mom, is what I'm saying?
That's a good question. I would say it could be both. And then I would say, in my opinion, it's both. But then I think a lot sometimes people say, you just think too far, you think too deep. But in my mind, I really don't know, because I didn't have it the other way around. Having kids older versus having a child at 16.
Right.
So I would say that me knowing me and being myself, that would be my approach whether I was 16 or 30. Because that's just the type of person that I am.
So your approach didn't change. Your approach is the exact same it was with Jemiya as it is with the newbie. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Maybe
that was the question I was trying to get at, because you had a baby at 16 and then you just had one at, like, what, 26, 28, something like that. 26, he's 4, you 30. Yeah, so you had a baby, you know what I'm saying? You were a little bit more mature, but your approach to them, it hasn't changed at all.
No. Okay. Well, to me, being 26 is still young having a child. I still think that's one of those ages where you are an adult and you should be aware, but it's still one of those ages where you think you know everything and you don't. I do.
I agree. I like that. But you are a different 26. Like I said, like, it's, age is a number, but it's different from, you know, when you turn 26. Okay, when you turn 26, your 26 look different than, let's say, Tashawn 26, because you are way more mature. You had already been thrust into motherhood and all of that stuff. So the actual number is young to have a baby, but if you're at a certain maturity level, mature is mature.
Yeah.
You know how you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 26 look different on everybody.
Lord knows it does.
That is a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
It does.
Because you have some, Lord, let me not say that because his mother's there. I'm going to keep it positive. Never mind.
We wind it down, honey. Go on, put him to bed.
You have some bitches out here that's having babies at 35 and still shouldn't be having them.
I was going to say, now, we ain't going to even act like just because it's an age. Shit. Ooh, that poor.
Right.
Please say that.
So it's
age. 45. Shit. 47. all of that. Right. Oh, mother bitch. And I know damn, baby.
Right. And like some people have, like you have to, you do it at different times. I just think the badge of a true mother, I'm not a true mother, but the badge of a good mother is raising well adjusted kids who gonna be productive members of society. All that shit that everybody else talk about, but you shouldn't do this and don't give them that and you give them too much of that and you spoil them. This is my baby. As long as they're not an asshole, I'm doing what I'm going to do.
Yes.
That's my take home all the time when it comes to mother. You know me. I love mothers. I love black women. Raised by a great mother. Surrounded by good, great cooking, all that stuff. So I feel like black women out here doing what they supposed to do because a lot of us can be lost. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's our mothers that keep us. So y'all doing a great job, even though you just started, cuz, but Stephanie.
You know, and I tell you, it's, like you said, the timing, you know? I think it's been the biggest blessing. Taylor came, and really, I'm going to be honest, to me, saved my life. Like, I can tell you, my roaring 20s, it was a time here in Atlanta where, man, I was careless. I didn't give a shit about a whole lot of things. And I'm not saying that, you know, but that, to even be able to take that retrospect and have that insight about, like, I needed that structure. I needed that change. Parenthood, motherhood changes you, you know?
It does.
And we hope that it's for the best. It's for the good. You know, it really opened my eyes to, A, it's bigger than you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no longer really about you. Now, I ain't gonna say don't take the self-love out, you know? You keep that, but if anything, it should enhance. My take home is just honor. Honor the privilege and the gift of being a parent that God chose you so and deemed you so fit to be responsible for the upbringing of a little one. You know, pour into them, and like you said, you know, just let them know that I am coming. I am approaching you with love. I'm the safety net. We gonna figure it out. The good, the bad, the ugly. And if we walk that thing out like that, sky's the limit. You know, their dreams are gonna be bigger. It ain't gonna be much that could waver or take away from, you know, them growing up and being those productive members of society and making a contribution and using good language and being a proper demonstration. Because otherwise, you know, they're swept away. If you don't control yourself, somebody else will step right in. You're going to become a slave to somebody else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so big on, and I'm honored. It's a privilege that I am a mom and I take it very serious and that I have this responsibility to, you know, to mom. To mom. And I enjoy being, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day again to you all. We love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for joining us, cuz. I don't know your takeout, if there's any last words you want to leave. Vulgar, provocative. You're welcome back anytime.
Today.
Yay!
I can't say that. Yes, I did. You know, you can send me a link anytime.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Before we go, first of all, R. Fletcher, ain't nobody taking your kids. Let me end that there, baby. Work in front of your son if you want to. But y'all,
petition denied.
Right, petition denied. But because I need to get in the mind of these 30-year-olds because they at me and I don't know how to deal with them. So we going to have you back.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said? So we're gonna have to
look. And what you told me about when I talked to you earlier, what's the name of the thing you told me about?
Oh, parents, do you know about Bigo Live?
Yeah, I got Bigo.
Oh,
Bigo Live next week. Let's go.
Your cousin's so behind.
Let's go. It's okay.
That means that Peter has an account. And he can set up a room for us to talk in.
Did you just hear me say we burst our big old lie today because you told me? Let's go. Girls Collective.
Girls Collective.